Mind Food Radio, smart thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
It's Mind Food Radio. I love these segments, Numerology.
I actually thought of you because I met Jackie this week in a meeting. Actually,
you did it for me.
To do with something completely different. And she said, I'm actually a numerologist. And I went,
get him on the show.
And I thought, is that some medical condition? But no. And then, of course, she started talking. And I thought, I know who is going to love.
I love all this stuff.
I know you do.
You do too.
You love it more than I do.
I do.
But look, I'd like to welcome to the show Jackie Mendes. Hi, Jackie.
Hi, guys. How are you today?
Good.
I'm excited. So what is numerology?
So let's start with that. Tell us, what is numerology?
Okay, what is numerology? Numerology is basically a science which studies the energetic vibration of numbers and letters. Basically, every number tells a story in numerology. The great thing about numerology is that all you need to have is your name and your date of birth. And from these two pieces of information, a numerologist is able to create your numerology profile. So it's very simple, very straightforward. The numbers in numerology consist of 1 to 9, and then we have what's known as the master numbers, being 11 and 22. These numbers vibrate to a higher frequency than the rest of the numbers. Now, in numerology, every number contains both positive and negative qualities. And by understanding the energy behind these numbers in your name and your date of birth, you're able to gain an awareness of the patterns that are working within you and the people around you, if you like. Mm-hmm. With numerology, I think the greatest thing about it is the fact that you are able to understand the challenges that you face, why you face them, and how you can turn these around to work for you rather than against you. And this is the big plus in numerology.
Can I just stop you there, Jackie? So historically, have people used this historically in terms of their lives or anything?
Numerology has been around for thousands of years, and it's been traced back as far as 10,000 years ago. So its origins go back to the ancient cultures of Greece, China, Rome and Egypt.
Mm-hmm.
And it also has ties to the Jewish, Christian and Islamic traditions. Now, unfortunately, the link between numerology as we know it today and how the ancients may have used it is somewhat unclear. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of literature that's either obscure or fragmented or gone missing. So, in comparison, it's not sure whether... Obviously, it wasn't used exactly as we use it now, but it definitely has been around for many, many thousands of years.
And just let me ask this question. So, if it's very much led by your birth date, when you were born, what about elective caesarean?
Yeah, no, look, when I had my second son, I had no choice but to have a caesarean, and this crossed my mind, is it okay for me to choose the birth date of my child, or is it something that those above decide for you? At the end of the day, I really had no choice in the matter because it became an emergency, so I had to go through this, and I figure that whatever's meant to be will be. Somehow it's all synchronized, and it just works out.
And how has it helped you in your life?
Probably the biggest thing it's helped me with is having an understanding of myself more than anything else. Mm. Why I am the way I am, why I act in certain ways. And this is originally, I guess, why I decided to study. I began studying astrology, which I've been doing for over 20 years. And then I decided to look into numerology. And the fascinating thing with numerology was that I was able to quickly draw up somebody's numerology chart, which shows me their life path, their challenges, their gifts and so forth. I could do this in 5 to 10 minutes, whereas if I'm studying someone's astrological chart, it takes hours and hours to work out and dissect.
Jackie, thanks for being on today's show. Like everything with Mind Food, we give a whole range of different thinking.
Exactly.
And it's up to the individual to, come to it and make their own mind up. So,
absolutely.
Thank you.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.